Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. On today's program, we'll discuss the Erie Ambassadors Program as the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is in the Business Spotlight. Thanks for joining us for today's edition of Business Spotlight, showcasing the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Today we're going to be discussing the Chamber's Erie Ambassadors Program with Leslie Ridge-Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement at the Chamber, along with two special guests, Michael Nettles, Major Account Executive with ComDoc, Erie County's local Xerox branch, and Missy Hicks, Founder, Owner, and Massage Therapist at Monticello Massage and Kinesiology. Leslie, we'll start the program with you. And for those who may be tuning into the program today that aren't familiar with the Erie Ambassadors Program with the Chamber, tell our listeners what this program is all about.
Sure, and thanks as always for having us on. We always appreciate the opportunity to kind of chat with your listeners and share what we do, especially things like the Erie Ambassador Program. So Erie Ambassador Program is designed to give participants a behind-the-scenes look at all of the different moving pieces taking place in the community. We found that people can live here their whole lives or be transplants to the community and not have that sense of scale and depth to the incredible activity that's taking place, whether that's in the private sector, the public sector, in the philanthropic, world here in Erie. And so we see it as our role in some capacity to bring that to light and highlight the great work that's being done here in Erie, throughout the region and for the community at large. Ambassadors is a 10-week program where the cohorts will meet and they'll meet all over the county. This past session, we had a chance to get down into Cory. We do things at some of the largest employers in the community. We feature some of our strategic partners that the Chamber works a lot with in economic development. But it's really meant to provide that in-depth, kind of top-to-bottom look at where public, private, government agencies come to the table, collaborate, and move that needle forward to keep our community progressing.
Leslie, who is the Erie Ambassadors Program ideal for? What companies should be looking into becoming a part of this great program?
We think that Erie Ambassadors is an opportunity for truly anyone in the community who's interested in learning more about the place where they live, work, and play. We've been fortunate to have participants from all sorts of backgrounds. We have young professionals, we've had stay-at-home parents, we've had senior executives, we've had people that are new to the area, transplants or boomerangs like myself. I moved back to the Erie community in 2012 and went through the ambassador program in 2017 or 2018. And it was just a great reintroduction to a place that I'd known my whole life, but hadn't been in a really long time. So there's no wrong fit for the program. We're truly looking for an opportunity to connect individuals who care about Erie, care about the region, and want to be that champion and that advocate and that civic leader, whether that's through their employer, whether that's through their own personal life, really connecting them with the opportunities to do that. We encourage, though, that said, we encourage local employers to look down into their rising ranks and find people within their teams that would potentially be good leaders within the company or have that potential to serve on boards for nonprofit organizations or authorities and other entities and, kind of support them in this endeavor to go through Erie Ambassadors and get that leadership training, get that inspiration, and to develop their own voice and be a role and an advocate for the community at large.
Leslie, would you agree that the Erie Ambassadors Program is not only a great way to network, but also another way to enhance your career?
Sure, absolutely. The old saying of it's not necessarily what you know, it's who you know, holds true in our community to a certain extent. And I think it's been the experience of a lot of individuals who have participated in the program that those relationships that they form and the people that they're able to meet and network strengthen their own personal network and their own personal brand, and maybe bring to light the next step in their career or another opportunity that they wouldn't have considered before, because they just don't have the time to explore that avenue in their day to day. I mean, I think we're all guilty of getting caught up in kind of the rut and the monotony of what we do, and sometimes forgetting to get out there and challenge ourselves to explore a different way of thinking, a more diverse way of thinking, a more inclusive way of thinking. And Erie Ambassadors can really be that catalyst and that outlet for people to maybe reignite a passion or an interest or bring something new altogether to the table for them to look into and consider in the future.
I had an opportunity to go to the Chamber's website at eriepa.com and check out the Erie Ambassadors program page. And on that page, you can read several testimonials from previous participants of the program who rave about how much they were able to learn from it. I would imagine that brings a tremendous amount of pride to everyone at the Chamber that puts the work into putting the Erie Ambassadors program together.
Absolutely. You know, I think it can get hard, especially coming out of the last couple of years that we've had, to always needing to remember keeping at the forefront the importance of relationships. And I think so often we get caught up in the idea of having to attend a large event or do something specific to networking to kind of get that value. But when we get back to the roots of human connection and human interaction and the value of Erie Ambassadors in the sense that it's a repeat opportunity to go deep in those relationships over the period of 10 weeks. I just think that that's something that not too many of us get a chance to fully experience anymore. And I think that when you chat with anyone who went through the program, there's some piece of that that resonates with them where they're able to really build on not only the shared experience of the information that they're learning and what it means to be an ambassador, but just get to know the person sitting next to them over the course of the last 10 weeks. And it becomes a truly personal, rewarding experience for anyone involved.
Leslie, before we move on to hearing from Missy and Michael about their Erie Ambassadors experiences, can you give out some information to our listeners that may be interested in joining this incredible program offered by the Chamber? Where are the best resources and the best ways to go about finding out how to become an Erie Ambassador?
Sure. So the fastest way to learn about the program would be to visit us online at eriepa.com. There's a whole section on Erie Ambassadors. But if you're interested, give us a call. We love talking to anyone in the community who is not only interested to participate in the program, but I will say, I mean, I would be remiss if I don't put a plug out there that if you're an employer and you're listening to this and you want to have your business be part of the lineup each week, which I know that Missy and Michael will get to, we're kind of moving all over and learning different things. We are so appreciative of the employers in the region and the organizations in the region that are willing to open their doors and play host essentially for a session and kind of allow us to come in and take a look at what they have going on. So we, you know, also love to hear as well from any organization in the region that would be willing to participate in ambassadors in that capacity too. So the website, eriepa.com, they can call anyone at the office directly. Our number's online as well, but we love to hear from anyone who wants to be part of it, kind of leave their stamp on the program and get involved either as a participant or as a potential host.
I want to mention, Leslie, real quick, another part of going to the Erie Ambassadors page on eriepa.com, that it also shows an impressive list of past program hosts. Scott Enterprises was one of them, just to name one that jumped out. Are there any other businesses you'd like to mention just to give us an example of who's ideal for this program?
Yeah, so I think we had talked previously about a little bit of the shift that we went through with Ambassadors for this cohort. So it's a program that we've done for several years, but we wanted to start to get more intentional with the narrative that we're sharing with the cohort and the participants, in that we want to focus on our history the heart of the community and then what's on the horizon. We fully believe here at the Chamber that in order to not repeat mistakes, or kind of the best learning opportunity we can pursue is to actually learn from our past. And so providing ambassadors with that historical context and knowledge all the way through, I think, is really interesting. So one of the things that we brought to light, and I would be interested to hear if Missy and Michael felt the same, but WABTECH was really willing to allow the participants to come in this year and get a look behind the scenes at how they run their operation. And it's a global company. The scale of what they do is just so massive. I think getting to see that machinery at work, the engineering, engines getting flipped over and upside down and being worked on, it's just a truly unique opportunity that you don't get to just walk off the street and kind of see that level of detail into a business. So we truly appreciate their partnership with us in doing that for ambassadors, but just also how engaged they are with the Chamber in general. They come to mind, but I don't want to skew it. I'm curious to hear from Michael and Missy in terms of what they felt really stood out from going through the program and the organizations that maybe they learned from or learned something new about that they maybe had heard of but not known as in depth as they did after leaving Ambassadors.
And Leslie, that's the perfect segue into bringing in our special guests to discuss their experience with the Erie Ambassadors program. And we'll start with Missy Hicks. Missy, give our listeners some insight into not only yourself and your business, but also take us through what the Erie Ambassadors program meant to you.
Sure. So I'll just give you my quick little pitch. Well, I'm Missy Hicks, the owner of Monticello Massage and Kinesiology, located in the heart of downtown Erie's historic Renaissance Center. We are a team of massage therapists that focus on relaxation and pain relief. Every body is different, and we strive to give you your best massage. So my story of why I wanted to join the Erie Ambassadors, I've always been a proponent of Erie. I love it. I love talking about it. I'm in the service industry. We have people that ask us for recommendations from everything, for things to do, restaurants, places to stay. And what better way to find out than taking this course? And while my business has been growing, I was unable to step away. But due to COVID, I was able to pivot and my team has grown. I have a great management system that allows me to step away for a day to participate in the Erie Ambassadors program. And every year is a little bit different. The locations change. So I've listened to other testimonials of people that have gone through the program. And it's just interesting. There's so many places that we drive by every day and that we see, but we don't really get to know what happens inside. So it's like peeling away, you know, the cover and just looking inside and seeing what's really happening, what's really going on, and talking to the people inside. A couple of my favorite places that we got to experience during the Erie Ambassadors. The first one was the Chamber. The Chamber has a brand new, beautiful office space. In the Renaissance Center, our office looks over the south side of Erie. So we're on the 13th floor of the Renaissance Center, and we can see what's happening in the city. So I was able to watch them carve out the windows to the Chamber offices. I got to watch all the building renovations that Pete Zafras is doing, but you don't really know what's happening inside. It's like, oh, they're remodeling these buildings, but what's happening inside? So during the first meeting, Pete Zafras actually talked about the renovations and what his plans were and showed us blueprints of what's happening inside. So that was just really exciting. One of my favorite was going to the Martin Luther King Center. I grew up in that neighborhood. And just seeing the growth that has happened in that area with the Bayfront Park, and now they have the splash pad, and with Brandon Wiley of Opened Eyes, I've heard a little bit about his organization, but didn't realize how invigorating of a speaker he is and what programs he has. And just, he's speaking all over the nation, and to know that that core is set here in Erie and just the ripple effect throughout the country is just fantastic. There's so many things going on in Erie that we don't know about as a general public. And it's just wonderful to be able to peel back the layers and look at it. And that's my experience through the Erie Ambassadors.
So I think it would be safe to say, listening to the enthusiasm in your voice describing your experience with Erie Ambassadors, And it was a pleasure to be a part of the program.
Absolutely. I was sad when it was over. I didn't realize graduation counted as one of the weeks. I had it in my calendar. I was so sad. But yeah, and then, you know, seeing like the IHAC building get remodeled and being able to go inside of it. Luckily, I have had more opportunity to go in and explore the historic buildings. I grew up in, my parents own Jungle Express, a balloon and costume shop. So ever since I was pretty much born, I've gone in and done balloon decorations at like the Warner Theaters. And so I got to see that, you know, the different locations around Erie. But it's been a while. So it was exciting to go back and see the renovations of the Warner and see how bright the colors are. Like I noticed so many details because I've spent so many years of my life in there when it wasn't an event and wasn't crowded. It was just like me and my parents hanging out there for 8 hours doing stuff. So it's exciting.
That's a great story, Missy. What did you enjoy the most about the experience, if you could pinpoint one thing?
Honestly, it was the trip to Cory. I have a friend that lives in Cory. I've been to Cory, but I didn't know the vision of the town. And with the Impact Cory organization and the Blue Zones, I was really excited to see the Blue Zones. A few years ago, I went to a few informational sessions on the Blue Zones, and owning a health and wellness facility, I was really excited to have that community project come into Erie. And unfortunately, it wasn't Erie that was chosen, it was Cory. So to go there and meet people involved in the Blue Zones in Cory, Pennsylvania, and see the impact of the health and wellness of the entire community, it was just fascinating to see. So that was my favorite moment.
Missy, now that you have been through the program, what is the one thing you think everyone in Erie should know, understand, or appreciate about the region?
That's a hard one. I want to say just get out and look and ask questions. When you walk by buildings and you see somebody walk out, say, hey, what happens in there? The Erie Ambassadors is such a great program to really get inside and see what's going on. So I would just recommend, if you have the time and the funds available to sign up for it, to definitely do that. But just communicate with others. Talk to people in your community. Go to networking events. Go to events in the local parks that are free. And just, you know, chat with those in your community.
Missy, thank you so much for spending time with us and giving us your take on being part of the Erie Ambassadors program. Let's bring in Michael Nettles now. And Michael, give our listeners some insight into ComDoc and your role with the Erie County branch of the company.
I'm a major accounts executive. And so ComDoc is actually the local branch of Xerox. So we're a Xerox-owned company. And what I do is I get a chance to partner with different businesses and share with them our complete business technology portfolio. So anything from multifunctional printers to IT services to marketing campaigns to high volume printing, all kinds of neat things. I get to work with companies and drive out cost and help increase productivity.
So when we're ready to increase our efficiency, ComDoc is the company to call.
We sure are. And don't think just because I'm a major account executive that don't work with small businesses. It could be a one-person business. We're here to partner and help you grow. So that's one neat thing about what I do is I get to see all kinds of different businesses and learn about what people are trying to accomplish and help them succeed.
Michael, we're looking forward to hearing about your experience with the Chamber's Erie Ambassadors program. What caught your attention initially and prompted you to register to be a part of it?
Okay, so I've been in the Erie area for about 18 years, but I recently had a change in my career. And so I took a career to where I got to stay home more. I used to travel a lot. And so now being here in the Erie area, I hadn't really gotten as connected as I wanted to be. So one of the first things I did was join the chamber, and the great folks out there got to meet a lot of different people and learned about the different programs. When I did my initial interview with the chamber, you know, they mentioned this program and I was like, what a great way, because it's over several weeks. What a great way to kind of get to see what's going on in a city. And it certainly lived up to that for me.
What did you enjoy the most during your experience in the program?
Well, getting to see the different businesses and hearing the stories behind them. There was a couple pretty cool things that stood out, but you know, one of the places we got to visit was the Warner Theater. And I didn't realize just how rare having a kind of like an untouched time capsule that's restored to the way that it originally was, to kind of get to see the grandeur of it and see the renovations that they're doing to it. They're doing so much in there, adding spaces, and they've expanded the stage. I believe they said that they can do any play basically on Broadway or possibly the world, I think you might have said. And so in a small kind of community like Erie, we get a chance to access and have reasonable prices too for tickets that a lot of people don't get to have. So it was just pretty amazing seeing that, and you know, finding out that you could have weddings there or events, and it was really eye-opening.
Michael, were there any other experiences where you learned about something for the first time where you thought to yourself, if I wouldn't have been enrolled in this program, I would have never experienced this?
We got a chance to see the NWPA Innovation Beehive Network. And that was pretty eye-opening to me. You know, I toy with different business ideas. Maybe one day I could have my own business, but what it is, it's a network of different resources that are right here in the area. There's the Erie County Public Library. There's Edinburgh University, Gannon University, Mercyhurst University, and Penn State Barron. They all come together and offer different services for people who have a great business idea. And so, I mean, it's pretty amazing that if you have this thought that you're thinking and you think it's impossible, it's really not. You can come with your idea and they will put you on the path to actually, you know, do everything that's needed to start your own business. And so that was pretty amazing and eye-opening to me. And I was like, well, never knew that this existed in Erie. So that was really cool.
Was there one particular moment during the experience that really struck you or changed your perspective about the region?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one thing I'm never going to forget is that the community that's in Erie, there's a lot of great things to offer. If you can deal with the weather here, it's one of the greatest places to live. And just getting a chance to network with people, we're all kind of has the same common interest in seeing Erie move forward. We all have our own personal ambitions. And I just think kind of the camaraderie and getting a chance just to see people who are putting their dreams in motion. It just really stuck with me. And I'm thinking about, hey, what can I do myself to possibly, start my own business? So it was pretty fantastic. And I just think that the possibility that if you have an idea, you can put it in motion and you can see where it leads you.
Michael, I asked Missy this question, and now I want to get your input on it as well. And you've hinted at some things already that you experienced while being a part of the Erie Ambassadors program. But is there one thing that you think everyone in Erie should know about, understand, or appreciate about the region that you learned during your experience?
There's so many different resources here. I touch on a couple. We went to the ballpark, and, you know, that's fantastic. Our arena that's here, we have the Warner Theater. We have a live events commission that's bringing in things like fishing tournaments, all kinds of things that I didn't know about. And you can look all over, maybe move away, but there's a lot of people I've met that have left Erie that end up coming back because they realize just how much of a wonderful place it is. The cost of living is affordable, and, you know, there's just access to so much. So you don't really have to think about moving elsewhere. A lot of things are happening right here in the city, and just stay and get involved.
Michael and Missy, thank you so much for spending time with us on this edition of Business Spotlight, giving us your real world takes, participating in this terrific Erie Ambassadors program put together by the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And Leslie, we'll send it back to you to close the program. Earlier in the show, you gave out information on how to sign up for the Erie Ambassadors program with the Chamber. Let's go over that information again. And is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we wrap up this edition of Business Spotlight?
Yeah, so, you know, both Missy and Michael talked about the Warner Theater, and I just want to highlight that for a second because I do think it's a tremendous example of what Erie Ambassadors is all about. That is an asset that has been in the community forever. I believe it was built in the 30s. I could be wrong. The renovation project that has just completed is something that started all the way back in 1994, I believe, with some state funding. There were some delays. There was just all of this kind of motion. And so what I think Erie can sometimes fall victim to is thinking that progress is not being made. And what we really strive to do through ambassadors is to demonstrate that progress is being made, but the amount of collaborations, connections, willingness to work together as a community to make something like the Warner Theater get rejuvenated and revived to be in its glory, it takes that proverbial village, right? Of supporters, of funders, of people willing to do things a little bit different. And it attracts incredible talent. I mean, we've had Tony Bennett, Trisha Yearwood, Wayne Newton, Jay Leno. There's, I mean, comedians, entertainers, Broadway, right? Like national talent come to this facility here in our community. And so, you know, going through a program like Ambassadors is just a great way to understand that context and that detail so that the next time there's a 30-second news story or a headline in the paper about something, our hope is that ambassadors now know to kind of pause and think about, well, there's probably a lot more to this story, right, that's going on, and that there really are people dedicated to moving Erie forward. And so if that sounds interesting to someone listening, if getting that behind the scenes look, that context, that truly deep understanding of all of those components sparks your interest and you want to learn more, please feel free to check out our website, the Chamber website at www.eriepa.com. You can call the office, 814-454-7191. Reach out to myself or Colleen Gross, who's our Director of Member Services, who puts on the program itself. Any bit of that will get you one step closer to being able to have the great experience that Michael, Missy, and the rest of the cohort this year had an opportunity to take advantage of.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.